Disc 2.
Florida had an upcoming referendum on casino gambling, and investigators believe that Scarfo was preparing to direct organized crime's interests if casinos came to pass. A decade earlier, Scarfo had done the same thing in Atlantic City. The President's Commission on Organized Crime named him as the chief figure behind the mob's influence in the casino construction industry there. Coincidentally, MIU investigators say, contractors who bid against the mob companies had a tendency to get killed. Shortly after Scarfo arrived in Fort Lauderdale, the FBI initiated what was called the Southern Summit, a law enforcement conference on organized crime influences in the South. They named Nicodemo Scarfo as their primary target and directed MIU, a relatively unknown agency less than 2 years old, to work in concert with investigators building cases in New Jersey and Philadelphia against the reputed mob lord. MIU would turn out to be a major conduit of raw intelligence on Scarfo, the reason being that Scarfo believed he had a free rein in the open territory. He was a priority up here, but I'm sure he thought he wouldn't be much of a priority down there, says Sergeant Bill Koblance of the New Jersey State Police Mob Intelligence Unit. They've got a lot of other organized people to watch down there. So he went to South Florida without the same kind of police paranoia he had up here. He relaxed. That's what Fort Lauderdale is for, right? But Nicky was wrong. The mansion he had chosen for his Casablanca South was on a remote dead-end street, but it faced an empty lot that bordered a canal, and across that canal was a 5-story condominium complex. While Nicky and his associates met at Casablanca South, their cars lined up and down the street, Chuck Drago and other detectives from MIU, the FBI, even Philadelphia and New Jersey, would be watching from behind the darkened windows of one of the upstairs condos across the canal. The view was good, and the FBI kept the lease on the place for a year. The cameras were always rolling. The detectives looked out on a world not previously documented in the open territory. While law enforcement pressure in northern cities had made the big meetings of crime families largely things of the past, Scarfo was in Fort Lauderdale, hosting meetings so large that he needed a caterer. Sometimes he'd take 15 or 20 people, documented by police as crime associates, out for rides on his yacht. "It was amazing what we were seeing," recalls Staub, the MIU supervisor. "These other agents would come here from up north, and they couldn't believe how open this guy was being. When you see them go into a restaurant and the chefs and the waitresses all walk out and stand around while the doors are locked for the meeting inside, you really get an idea of what is going on down here," says Rob.